I get a lot of people asking me kind of moral and spiritual advice in the wake of the crisis we're going through. I mean, no, it's oversimplifying a little bit. I think there are certain bad moral practices that can be at the heart of an economic crisis like this one. Again, certain general impersonal forces are at work too, but at the heart of every economic system are concrete, practical decisions, moral decisions that people make. A willingness to incur enormous amounts of debt, for example. Well, that's a moral decision which has some very bad consequences. A certain self-preoccupation, looking out only for my own good, not for the common good. Certain bad habits and practices that set in. I think of my parents' generation, that it was very much shaped by the experience of the Great Depression, even more than the experience of the Second World War. That was formative, of course. But for my parents and their generation, it was the Depression. And that, I think, inculcated in them certain very positive economic practices and habits, not to incur enormous amounts of debts, not to live beyond your means, to live by your contractual obligations, that it matters that you said, here's a debt which I'm going to pay on this timetable. I think a certain set of bad economic practices have set in more recent times, where people are not following those very simple, practical bits of advice that have moral consequences. Because I wouldn't pretend to offer real practical economic advice to people, but I would offer this spiritual advice. We have here no lasting city. It's a basic biblical principle. The world is good. Catholic doctrine is never puritanical. The world is good. Economics is a good thing because it contributes to the flourishing of the human being. Nothing wrong with it. But we must never allow anything in this world to become a substitute for God. Only in God are our souls at rest. Our ultimate happiness comes from union with God. The paradigmatic sin of the Bible, it was the sin of Adam and Eve, is idolatry, is to turn either oneself or some earthly good into God. When that happens, then everything is thrown off balance. Then the equilibrium, both interior and exterior, is lost. The individual becomes disordered and the society becomes disordered. That's a very penetrating analysis the Bible gives us. And that is the spiritual advice I would give to anyone who's going through this economic crisis, is to say, you know, your life is finally not about your economic well-being. It's finally about God. And whatever economic well-being you have should always be in service of God and God's purposes. Therefore, to cultivate an attitude of detachment doesn't mean indifference. Doesn't mean that you don't care about the economic health. That's a good thing. But you don't think it's God. You don't think your ultimate value is found there. And therefore, this attitude of detachment is important. Look at your credit card statement every month. Look at your Visa statement or your MasterCard statement. What are you spending your money on? How are you spending your money? That will tell you a great deal about where your soul is. Because often it gets down to, you know, brass tacks. Where do I invest my money? Take a good look at that. Bring it to prayer. And I mean that very seriously. Bring your credit card statement to prayer. If you're before the Blessed Sacrament, or you're praying the Rosary, or you're at Mass, bring your credit card statement. And what's that telling you about your priorities? And it might be an eye-opener to say, well, here's where I've spent a lot of my money. Not long ago, I read an article about a fascinating person who was a Wall Street trader, working with, you know, the top people in Wall Street. And then he had a conversion experience, and he became an Eastern Orthodox monk. And now he has the long, bushy beard of the monk, and he's living a life that's totally different. And he urges his former colleagues to keep a jar of dirt on their desk while they work at Wall Street. Not to say your work is dirt. It's to say, remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember what's really important in life. Even as you do the important work of the economy, realize that is not the final value. Not bad. That's not bad advice. Again, to go back to the positive thing, people who are involved in the economy, trying to make it better, who are making decisions that affect the lives of millions of people, always realize there is a moral and spiritual dimension to those decisions. It's not just the bottom line, not just making my company more successful. It's when you're making an economic decision that's affecting the lives of millions of people, That is powerful stuff. And when you do it, keep in mind the great command to love your neighbor, especially to love the poor. You can do enormous amounts of good as you work in banking and finance and investment. That's not to be sneezed at. That's a very important moral consideration. Keep that jar of dirt in your desk. So remember detachment, and also remember your moral obligation to use that expertise you have to better the society.